This is an audio summary for your AIL 80101 course. The reading is Connecting the Dots in Trustworthy Artificial Intelligence, a 2023 review article in the journal Information Fusion by Natalia Diaz-Rodriguez, Javier Del Sur, Mark Coe-Eckelberg, and colleagues. The paper's ambition is in its title. The field of trustworthy AI is full of disconnected pieces, high-level ethical principles, lists of technical requirements, regulatory drafts, and engineering practices. This paper tries to connect those dots into a single coherent path, running from abstract principles all the way to working systems and enforceable regulation. Here is the summary. Start with the central claim. The authors argue that trustworthy AI rests on three pillars that must all hold at once. An AI system should be lawful, meaning it respects the law and fundamental rights. It should be ethical, meaning it aligns with shared values even where the law is silent. And it should be robust, meaning it is technically sound and does not cause unintended harm. Their key point is that these three are not a menu. A system that is technically excellent but unlawful is not trustworthy. A system that is legal and robust but ethically blind is not trustworthy either. All three pillars are necessary, and none is sufficient on its own. From those pillars, the paper builds on the seven requirements for trustworthy AI set out by the European Union's high-level expert group. It is worth knowing these seven, because most of the regulatory and corporate frameworks that follow are variations on them. First, human agency and oversight. People should stay in control with meaningful ability to intervene. Second, technical robustness and safety. Systems should be accurate, reliable, and resilient to attack. Third, privacy and data governance. Data should be handled lawfully, with quality and integrity protected. Fourth, transparency. Decisions should be traceable and explainable, and people should know when they are dealing with a machine. Fifth, diversity, non-discrimination, and fairness. Systems should avoid bias and be accessible to all. Sixth, societal and environmental well-being. The wider impact, including sustainability, should be weighed. And seventh, accountability. There must be clear responsibility and the ability to audit. A large part of the paper's contribution is showing how these requirements connect downward into actual engineering practice. This is where many ethics frameworks stop and where this one keeps going. Take explainability. The authors treat explainable AI, often shortened to XAI, not as a nice to have, but as the connective tissue between the ethical requirement of transparency and the technical reality of complex models. If you cannot explain why a model reached a decision, you cannot meaningfully audit it, contest it, or assign responsibility for it. So explainability is the hinge between the values layer and the systems layer. The authors also distinguish between technical and non-technical methods for achieving trustworthiness, and they insist you need both. Technical methods include things like bias testing, robustness evaluation, documentation of datasets and models, and logging that makes a system's behavior traceable after the fact. Non-technical methods include governance structures, codes of conduct, standardization, education, and stakeholder participation. The recurring message is that you cannot engineer your way to trustworthy AI with technical fixes alone, and you cannot govern your way there with policy alone. The two have to be designed together. A theme worth flagging for a business audience is accountability and auditability. The paper stresses that accountability only becomes real when a system is auditable, and auditability has to be built in from the start. That means granular performance reporting, broken down across different groups rather than reported as a single average that can hide discrimination. It means logging activity so results can be traced. And it means detailed documentation of the data and the model. The lesson for anyone deploying AI is that you should be designing for the audit before anyone asks for one, because you cannot reconstruct this evidence after the fact. The paper then turns to regulation, and specifically to the European Union's AI Act and its risk-based approach. The core idea is that obligations should scale with the level of risk a system poses. Some uses are treated as unacceptable and banned outright, such as certain forms of social scoring or untargeted surveillance. A second tier of high-risk systems, including AI used in recruitment, in access to essential services, or as safety components in critical infrastructure, is allowed but subject to strict obligations. those obligations map almost directly onto the requirements discussed earlier. Risk assessment and mitigation, high-quality datasets, logging for traceability, detailed technical documentation, human oversight, and a required level of accuracy and robustness. Lower-risk systems face lighter transparency duties, and minimal-risk systems are largely unregulated. The elegance the authors highlight is that the regulation is not a separate vocabulary. It is the same set of trustworthy requirements, now made binding and tiered by risk. So what are the through lines to take away? First, trustworthy AI is a chain, not a checklist. Principles inform ethics, ethics shapes concrete requirements, requirements drive both technical methods and governance, and regulation makes the high-stakes parts mandatory. A break anywhere in that chain breaks trust. Second, explainability and auditability are the load-bearing connections. They are what let abstract values become things you can actually verify in a deployed system. Third, the regulatory direction of travel is risk-based and is converging with the engineering requirements rather than diverging from them, which means that a team building responsibly against the 7 requirements is also, largely, building toward compliance. For the course, the useful framing is this. The paper is essentially a map showing that the ethical, the technical, and the legal conversations about AI are not 3 separate debates. They are 3 views of one system, and the job of responsible AI is to keep them connected. That is the end of the summary.